Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What an incredible show we have for you today. It's amazing. I get to talk about dreams, what it means to have a dream, what it means to fulfill a dream, and what it means to live life full out. But let me just give you some tips or some clues about today's show. Think about this. Can you guess who today's guest is? 15 top 10 singles with both pop and country genres. Over 10 million records sold worldwide. Grammy Best Pop Female Vocalist. 4 Grammy nominations. CMA New Female Vocalist of the Year Award. 2-time Billboard Album Artist of the Year. American Video Association Best Video. The Gift of Music Award. The BAMMY Award. Best Female Vocalist. And the individual, the artist that has such an incredible voice on my favorite song ever. Today you're going to hear that song. You're going to also hear from this incredible artist. I'm speaking about Juice Newton. She's joining us here today because she is an icon, someone that so many of us grew up with and honored along the way. Today we're also going to honor, let's just call it a sidekick, someone that was introduced to Juice early on and became an incredible partner in music and beyond. And this is a great show for that. We're going to get to speak with Juice. We're going to get to speak with an incredible artist who actually wrote the lyrics to this song that I love so much. And there's so much meaning right now around this, because for many of us, this is a time where we need to get back to a place of love. And beyond all of that, all of us know the impact that Juice Newton has had in the pop and the country music scene. Beyond all of that, her voice has such resonance and soul and spirit. And it is so important for all of us right now to remember what that's about. We're going to be talking about her journey, her roots, and actually she and I have something in common, but I will tell you this. It is the only thing we have in common. I can't even sing a note, although I have tried to sing some of her songs. So today, get ready to have it break it to you gently. Get ready to be touched so deeply by the sweetest thing. And if you think love has been a little bit hard on you, it's going to be a little bit harder after today's show, because she's joining us and we are so honored to have her, honor her for her life's work and her amazing contribution to music. Juice, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Well, I don't know if I can follow all of that.
You know, you've already created all of that. You've given us a lifetime of just absolutely blessed music, and we're so thankful for that.
Well, I mean, music actually is a gift, and it has a unique ability to transcend, actually, whether or not you in your day-to-day life speak the same language. That there's something about melody and how it works and interacts with the soul, I think, that's really unique.
It is, and you know, it comes across so beautifully in your work. I mean, what I love about this is I get to talk about dreams, and this show, my show, is known for a positive talk radio show. Did you ever think, growing up where you grew up, did you ever think that you would have such an impact on music? Has this always been a dream of yours?
Well, when I was growing up, what I knew it was that I was drawn to certain kinds of music. Certain mm-hmm. types of songs seemed to be more compelling to me. So that, and I found that those songs are generally some songs that have stories, right? And yeah. Life is a story, and you can write that story anew every day, which is very cool. And then the other types of song that I was always drawn to were songs that have the emotion of feel good, fun, that it doesn't necessarily have to be overly complicated, but something that lifts you up, or something that touches you deeply so that you, when you finish it, you're still thinking about it.
I love it. I want to ask you, I love the idea that life is a story, life is a song. What would the title of your life song be?
I have no clue where this is going to go.
Did they tell you about my show?
I just, you know, that would be my song. I better get a clue.
I gotta get a clue. Well, you know, and I love that because doesn't that then open you up for the unexpected that shows up? I mean,
Yeah.
Look at what you've been able to create. How many times have things shown up for you and you've said yes to them only to find out that, oh my gosh, what an incredible journey this is?
Yeah, if you're open, just the idea of stepping through the doorway is the catalyst. And the saying, every, you know, a new door opens, one closes, and so on. But the process of stepping through it, for some people, it's very scary. They don't want to step through it, they're more cautious as they choose the door. But I find that if you step through it, it becomes less and less scary, and overwhelming the more doors you choose to step through. And not all of them are great. They're just a door. Some of them, though, have turned out to be really impressive to me in that they've lasted and have created changes for me.
Mm. What were some of the most incredible moments that you can remember of your life, both musical and both personal?
Well, the door to finally pursue it on a much big, meaning the career, on a much bigger scale, meaning leaving a smaller area town, and the idea of completely not knowing anybody, but moving to Los Angeles. That was a huge step. And because we didn't know anybody, and the idea of coming, that was major, putting yourself out there on a bigger stage, so to speak. So that in my music career and Otha Young's music career, that was major, if you know, because that coming to a town with real players, real singers, real business, a real competition, that was a major one. Just pursuing music as a serious career was a major one. And then as life went on, when I got married and my kids were born, those were also big, major influence changers. And then the decision to cut back my time in music because I had two children was very scary, because you never know if you can recapture that, because sometimes that's a one-time offering. And I knew it would have a major impact, but all those have had effects on me.
You know, I love the way that you're talking about your life and your music. I mean, it is for me, it's so touching and so inspirational, Juice, at the same time, because you had been faced with the decisions that so many women are faced with these days about their careers, about their lives, and is this going to be back for me? You know, can I have it all?
Yeah.
That had to be an incredible decision, yet I guess as you look back and you look at your children, you clearly must know that everything aligned perfectly for you. Is that right?
Yeah, I knew it would be risky, and I probably wouldn't, because the music machine is pretty much of a grinder. You know, it's out there because so many people have there's a lot of talent. And so if you get in that situation where there's some luck, where you're moving along and moving up, it's a really scary thing to purposely choose to step off or step back.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I have two great kids. But I struggle as a parent. I have one kid that's just like brilliant and a self-starter and blah 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 and all those things, and then I have one that struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Has his own personal struggles and demons. And so I have very real life situations that everybody, especially professional women / parents, have. And it is an everyday struggle. You just have to try to keep moving on. So I'm happy with my choices.
Wow. Juice Newton joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that inspired her, and we're going to talk about this young man, this incredible person who she actually connected with, and together they made great music. I'm referring to Otha Young. Let's take a short break, and as we take that break, kind of listen to the music of this incredibly talented woman, Juice Newton. We'll be right back.
But if my love can't find your heart, there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I will tell you, I will not attempt to sing that song with Juice Newton on here. And boy, I am so glad she hasn't been listening to my other shows where I attempt to sing along with her. But she's joining us here today, and maybe she'll give me a few tips. Juice, thank you so much for being part of this show today. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you on air.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's fun. It's nice to hear the songs.
It really is fun. I mean, I was talking with you during the break, and I want to talk about your connection to Otha as well. I was talking during the break about how this interview came apart, came to be, and I never thought a million years that I would ever be speaking with you, because first of all, as I shared with our listeners, you sing my favorite song of all time, of all time. And it doesn't matter what new songs come out, there isn't one that replaces it. And I wanted to ask you about your career and about the emotional connection that you've been able to have to the music. And of course, the song I'm referring to is The Sweetest Thing. How is it that you've been able to create such beautiful music? These songs must mean something deeply to you.
Well, you, if you connect to it, then it's actually natural when you're singing the song, even though you may have sung it for several years. If it connects to something, then it just flows out. And I think the audience, wherever you are, and you sing those songs that touch you, I think they feel that's the part that they connect to also. It just that's my dog barking. It just flows out immediately, and everyone feels really connected to that. So they can sit in their own individual seats or stand in a sort of a meditative state almost and feel the overflowing emotion. It's very cool. You're just the vessel of it at that point.
It is very cool. It's really so cool. I mean, all of us like to get in our cars and turn the radio up and just be driving down the road and just singing our hearts out, whether we sing on key or not.
Exactly.
It is really very cool. And, you know, part of this is the journey that we take with other people. And I want to talk about your journey with Otha and what that was like. How did you meet?
Well, this was a long time ago. We were both working in Northern California, and I'd already worked, was off and on making most of my money from music. I also did, like, a lot of struggling young musicians. I also did day jobs at the time. And then that just faded away, and it was just strictly music. And he wanted to do music, but he hadn't, like, taken that step, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Where you could see yourself strictly as that as your lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally get that.
You know, because it's a tricky step, and you have to commit. Because it's hard. It's a hard world, and you have to prove that you're better than the other people wanting to do the same thing. So anyway, we met, and I talked him into this is what we're, you know, think about this, and we'll put this music group together. And he finally made that commitment, crossed over, and into that, or came to that doorway, and realized that he had the not only did he have the talent, but he had the true commitment to do that. So from that point on, we just continued plowing the road, finding those jobs, writing songs, looking for other players at times to work with, and committing that what we were professional musicians that wanted this to be the mainstay of what we did.
Yes. I mean, it's really beautiful for you both to connect. It's really sad that he's made his transition and is not with us. I mean, that had to be hard for all to actually, you know, see him move on, to lose him, actually.
Oh, it was wrenching. It's still not complete. I mean, because Otha was my best friend. I know him for, longer than half my life. So that's a long time. It's almost like a sibling. You're with them for a very, very long time, and we could communicate without speaking. We've been in so many, business situations, personal situations, funny things, dinners, all those things, whether or not it's playing badminton or, and all that time traveling different, across the globe, standing in line at customs, what I mean, lost luggage, like going down the hall at the hotel, do you have any toothpaste, stuff, it's really, I forgot my socks, can I have some socks, I mean, seriously, those very normal human, but very precious moments, and knowing McKenna, his wife Brenda, buying and selling a house, getting a new car, wow, yippee, the thrill of that, getting pets, having those pets pass, sharing all that stuff. So yeah, it's a huge transition, and we had built quite a. We talked on the phone every day.
Yeah.
So it's an ongoing process to try to move forward but cherish all those very cool moments.
I love it. I mean, he was really your buddy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I have a buddy as well that, you know, I've, same as you, I have no idea what would happen if I ever lost her. But at the same time, you and Ota created some beautiful music. Could you share a little bit about how The Sweetest Thing came about?
Well, Ota was writing. He liked to write. And writing can be tedious. You know, you get stuck.
Yeah.
You might have an idea, but you can't finish it through. But I actually think he wrote that song in maybe one day. Because a lot of times that's how it flows out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get the melody, he may have putzed around with it for a day or so. And then he started refining it. And then, he played it for me because he wrote it totally top to bottom. I wasn't involved with that writing, and I just knew right away that was a really good song. To fit it into the way I sing, there was just a little moving around of maybe where the pauses were or where you take a breath, meaning the phrasing of it just a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew immediately that the song had a lot of merit. And so almost immediately started doing the song live, that, you know, to completely cold audiences. And so that was very cool. And
yeah,
it proved worthy of that. It could carry a cold crowd, and that's always a test.
Yes.
You know, can this song touch a crowd who's and that was it still at the time when we were not famous and really had broken broken into the big time. So that was really a very confidence building, you know, when you present a song and it works. So we just kept doing it and pounding away at it, and we got more and more people who really, oh, can you play that song? We'd love to hear that song. What a great song. And so it's really confidence building. And the song has stood the test of time.
It really has. I mean, and I look back at this, and I know, I think it was around 1981 where, I think that was your third solo album, and it was entitled Juice.
Yes.
And I think in that, you know, there was Angel of the Morning, Queen of Hearts,
yeah,
and then an updated version of The Sweetest Thing. And I remember hearing that song at the time and just crying. I don't know. Am I being too emotional here?
Well, no, that's one of the very, very cool things about music. It can, it touches that. And if the writer, for whatever reason, comes across some thought, stream of consciousness that's out in the cosmos that makes it accessible, that's what makes pictures, art, sculptures, music, certain songs so popular. And that's what pop music means. It just means popular, that so many people can touch. It's a touchstone. And that's so cool to have that that consciousness flow out there. But it's very awe-inspiring to me. I'm very proud of that. And I'm proud
of that. Oh, my gosh. It's an incredible song.
Yeah.
And I believe we have Brenda joining us here today.
Cool.
Brenda, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, my voice is working this early, so that's cool.
It's sounding great, as usual.
Well, we were just, Brenda, and Brenda, thank you so much for joining us here today. Of course, we know that you've spent a lifetime with Ota, and Juice was just, you know, we were just talking about him, and we were talking about The Sweetest Thing. And this is such an honor to have both of you here, and certainly it's an honor to be speaking about him and his contribution. You know, Brenda, what has this been like for you, and especially in light of doing this show with us?
Well, it comes as a tough time because, you know, as you said, it's something that we're still going through, and it's a huge loss. And you know, I know you've covered grief before in different programs. It's a whole new ball game. And I'm so honored. Otha would have been so pleased to have this tribute and know that this is your favorite song, Dr. Pat, because he was such a modest, modest guy. And to have this happen, he would just be very, very flattered, very proud. He's always very touched whenever fans would come up and say, you know, we sang this at our wedding or anniversary. We've conceived children to this song.
Right.
And he would be very, very touched by this.
And honestly, for me, I really believe that this song is a song we really need right now. When we come back from break, I would like to talk with both of you about this. We will actually be playing this song in its entirety when we come back. But before we go out, I did say that I had a second favorite song, and it just happens to be another song by Juice Newton. You know, these two songs are on opposite ends of the continuum, as I've said to Juice, but I'll tell you, who doesn't go through it? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be listening to The Sweetest Thing. We'll be talking with Brenda and Juice about how our society right now could all of us could benefit from The Sweetest Thing. We'll be right back.
Make me feel you still love me. If it's just for one more day, break it to me gently, so my tears don't fall too fast. You must go, then go.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Let me down the easy
Oh, yes, indeed. I am telling you, I cannot keep my composure. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And boy, I'm glad I got my tissues out. I am thrilled that you all are joining us. And I love even that song. I mean, even the lyrics in that song. Juice Newton singing that song. She's joining us here today. And in a minute, you're going to hear my favorite song, The Sweetest Thing. But right now, we've got Juice Newton. And, of course, Brenda, you're joining us as well. Juice,
yes,
I'm telling you, you probably heard your own music a million times. But I have to tell you, for me, every time I hear that song or hear your voice, I just get chills just up and down. Thank you so much for joining us today, both of you.
Well, you're great for having us.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what we were chatting about during break, and then we will play The Sweetest Thing. I mean, here the three of us are, and of course we're honoring Otha, who's not with us, and the song that he's written. And I said to you during the break, there is a time right now where all of us could use a little infusion, if not a lot, of love. And
correct.
This song is something that we are going to ask people to listen to and then forward it to 10 other people. You can get the song on iTunes. You can get it many, many places.
Yes.
And the reason being is that it's such a powerful message about love. And I want to ask each of you, what does this song mean to you personally?
Well, Brenda, you go first.
So, I love that. That's good.
I was a fan of Juice's long before I met Otha. And, of course, everyone knew this song, and I loved it. And I had seen Juice perform this song on TV. And the guitar solo, the camera was on Otha, and I saw Otha. And there was something about him. And I said, "Dear," just a subconscious thought, you know, "Oh, dear Lord, to have a man like that in my life." Not even, you know, like, "I'm going to stalk this person" or anything like that. But there was such warmth, genuine warmth. And as I got to know Otha and have a life with him, that song came from a place of warmth, and it just reflected what he has in his heart, I think, for all people. He always, you know, chose to see the good in everybody. So when I hear that song, it has so many emotions from, you know, first recognizing him and remembering that glimmer when I met him on TV, or saw him on TV, and then met him a couple years later and everything. And then the song, as I said, I was a fan of theirs before I ever met them. And it just has such positive memories. And then the love that comes from other people commenting on that song and wanting to hear about that song, I think, is very touching. So, you know, like you, Pat, I can listen. I, you know, went to so many of their concerts and never, ever, ever got tired of hearing them and seeing them perform.
Well, one of the things that I am so struck by is how perfect this song is for Juice Newton and how perfect Juice Newton is for The Sweetest Thing.
Absolutely.
And Juice, like, you know, we're talking, you know, about you as if you're not here, but you really are here. And I can't even imagine another person singing the song. And I don't know if that's weird in the music industry, but for me, it's like you were born to sing The Sweetest Thing. How do you feel about that?
Well, it is definitely a song that that each time I do get to sing it has all those great feelings that that people, I think, long for. They long to have that deep emotional contact and relationship. And whether or not it's with your kids or your husband or your wife or with your friends, it's necessary, I think, to have those positive, deep felt feelings in order to be a true, a caring human being. And to give that, it's a gift, and I am so appreciative that I got the gift of that song, that Otha wrote that song, and that I can share that song. Even though he physically isn't here, he is present with McKenna and Brenda and myself and my own kids and our friends over and over every time we do a song that Otha wrote, and that song especially touches so many people. It has such a universal reaching outreach, actually, that it's an honor to have the song in my heart and in my head.
Mm. There's a line in the song that I've always wanted to ask both of you about,
And I've heard, I talked to my listeners about this line, by the way, and Juice, you would be blown away with how interesting people interpret this particular line. And it's, and I've never been afraid of losing, and I've never wanted love to be a chain.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And everybody says that that means something different to them. I'm just curious. What was the meaning behind that, that particular part of the song, or should we just interpret it to what it means to each of us?
Well, I do think that Otha was stating a fact, actually, that many people can't voice. They want that love, they want that affection, and they want that ability and long for it, and so they see it as precisely what they're searching for, which is a love that comes both ways, and but yet you're brave enough to reach out and love a person with no limits, and I think that's really important, because we struggle at times, and we may have someone in our life that none of us are perfect, and so if you can give the love, you're going to get something back, but yet you're not. It doesn't feel like you have to present your love in a specific manner, so you're not afraid of losing. You're brave enough to step through that door and love someone without having having it come back to you in exactly the same way. Your love is with no bounds or boundaries, and that way you're strong enough to do that. And I mean, Otha's not here to discuss it, but that's how I personally interpret it, and I'm sure everyone has their own opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's heartfelt, and it has a true meaning to them, then Otha would be very pleased to know that his inspiration at that moment has such a far-reaching is so far-reaching for so many people.
I love it. And, we're going to listen to the song right now, Juice and Brenda. But before I do that, I want to make sure all of you know, Juice Newton joining me here today. Her CDs, American Girl 2 and Gift of Christmas CDs, are available through CD Baby. But more importantly, I want you to know that if you want to find out more about Juice, go to her website, juicenewton.com. And let's listen to the song, my favorite song of all time, The Sweetest Thing, Juice Newton singing the song, Otha Young, the individual that wrote it. When we come back, we're going to have Otha's amazing daughter joining us, Juice Newton and Brenda. Here's the song. Listen to it, open up your heart, and take it all in.
When I see you in the morning, meadow sleep still in your eyes, I remember all the laughter and the tears we shared last night. And as we lie here, just two shadows in the light, sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I have never been afraid of losing. And I have never wanted to be taken high. taken many rides on troubled shores, but all the heartaches and temptations only make me love you more. And the sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. And I have never been afraid of losing. And I have never wanted love to be a change. I only know that when I'm with you, you're my sunshine, you're my rain, and the sweetest.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Yep, love's been a little bit hard on a bunch of us, I would say. Too soon joining us here today, Otha Young, McKenna Young, and they are, all of us are here today to honor the work of Juice Newton and the work of Otha Young, who has written so many beautiful, beautiful songs. McKenna is also joining us, had a great relationship with OTA and is recognized as a national honoree in the C-SPAN Student Cam Video Documentary Contest and beyond. Juice, Newton, as well as Brenda, all of us here to bring a little bit more love back into the world. But before we continue, I would love for you, Juice, to give us information about how people can learn more about you, your work, and how they could find out about your concerts.
Well, there's a couple of sites, Polestar, P-O-L-L-S-T-A-R, .com. That's more of an industry-based site where you can find out where your favorite artist of yours is performing, and they keep a track of that. And then, of course, we have a webpage, www.juicenewton.com, and that also was created and built by OTA. And it has the discography, all the CDs we've had out, and try to keep it updated with our live performances. And then we have a fan club, and Brenda, she can tell you about the fan club.
Yeah, the fan club website is Juice Newton Fan Club. Email juicenewtonfanclub@earthlink.net. And there's also a website, www.juicenewtonfanclub.com.
Well, we're having a great show here for you today. We have somebody that just called into the show. McKenna, I have a feeling she's got a question for you as well. Joining us right now, Tacy, are you on the line?
Hello?
I'm not sure she is. But let's have a conversation, McKenna, about how significant the relationship with Juice Newton is, and you know, and what this means to you. What does this show mean to you, McKenna?
Oh, it means so much to me to have my father's songs honored, and of course Juice, because she's like she's a family friend. She's like part of our family now, and it means so much that they're being recognized for their wonderful work.
I think it's pretty incredible. I mean, we're all about, and I said this earlier, Juice, we want to take this song and introduce it to people that perhaps haven't heard it, but we want to create this ripple effect because so much of this song is about love, deep, meaningful love. Tacy, I think you're there now. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, Pat?
Yeah. Welcome
to
the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can all hear you.
Oh, excellent. I just wanted to say it's so beautiful to have all of you together, and I know Otha's listening, no doubt. And it's been hard to fight off the tears during the show. But, Juice, I just wanted to say that I think your music, and obviously Otha has a lot to do with that, and your beautiful, powerful presence and voice makes me feel, as a lady, I'm not allowed to just exist. I have to live. So
Ooh.
It's terribly inspiring.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's much better to have deep emotions than to feel stilted, because those deep emotions are essential, and I'm really touched that you would feel that way.
Thank you, and thank you for keeping us strong when we need it.
Well, thank you, Tacy. Thank you for calling in. I wanted to ask each of you, and first of all, let me thank you all for joining the show today. It's been a great honor, and so many people are listening to this show and will listen to it because we plan to play this show several times. I wanted to ask each of you what your personal message is for our listeners today, and thank you again for joining us here today. Juice, would you like to start?
Well, I would just feel that if we can reach out to each other and have a softer approach in our lives and more tolerance, and our true thought is to try to achieve our life's goal and our dreams, but in the same manner to try to deter some of our other human elements, which frankly is greed and and self-promotion, that you allow your being to just to be more open and willing to be patient and listen to people.
Wow. Thank you, Juice. Brenda, McKenna, how about you both?
Well, mine is I got a little poster many years ago, and I taught acting, and I teach at-risk teens right now, and I give them this motto, and I discuss this with my daughter since, you know, the loss of her dad, my husband, is that we have to go on, and the show must go on, as Otha would always say. He played shows, so it was Juice, under horrible physical circumstances, being sick and ill, and the show must go on. That's an important one, but another one that I always give to my students is, who knows what magic tomorrow may bring? And I think we always need to look for, you know, what's beyond, what good can happen out of any situation that we have. And I'm going for three here. I always believe that God does not close a door without opening a window. So I think that's what gets me through, you know, each day.
That's beautiful. McKenna, how about you?
I agree with everything that Juice and my mom have said, and I think that we just need to appreciate what we have and realize that we have a lot, you know, and not take everything for granted like I think we so often do now. And I think just to, like you said, about tolerance and just to accept, like, other people and other religions and everything and just live your life to make yourself happy.
Oh, you three beautiful women, thank you for joining us here today. This has been incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. This has been an honor for us, and thank you for including us.
It's been a thrill. I love the fact that that there are so many listeners, and that your idea about trying to get people to reach out to one another and using Otha's fabulous iconic song has been a real honor, and I'm so happy that we could come together for this.
It's been wonderful. I want to thank you all for joining us here today. I want to thank all of the listeners for inspiring me to reach out to Brenda and to Juice Newton in a way that supports and honors her music, the relationship that she had, the magic of the relationship with Otha Young and with Brenda and McKenna. And this is how we can pay it forward. The lesson is about connecting. It is about love. It is about beauty. And we want to leave you all with the messages that these amazing young women have shared today. Until next time on the Dr. Pat Show, know that you are loved and know that you're blessed. We'll see you next time.
But when they